Go away, please go away.
Animals attack.
Wonder if we can pet him.
No, don't.
Hello, boy. Help me.
With Brad and John.
Help. Did I just get bit by a shark or... No, it's not a shark. I'm in a whale's mouth.
Call animal control.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we may engage in senseless speculation. Our animal this morning. That'd be a bird.
Oh?
But we're talking more than just one here. Let's take you to the Reitmeyer's home in California, in Redding, California. The Reitmeyer's, Gary and Patty, going away for a little trip to Sacramento to meet up with some friends and stay with some friends for the weekend in Sacramento. So they close up the house and off they go. Well, they get some concerning information from a neighbor while they're gone. And when they come home and open their door, it's even worse than what they had expected.
Party mode, party mode.
Yeah, they forgot something before they left. They forgot to close the fireplace flue. And hundreds of swallows came into the home and had their way with that house.
Uh-oh.
A neighbor noticed the birds when he went by the home to feed their cat. He goes in, the neighbor goes in there to feed the cat, and there's, boy, you think the cat would be in heaven. I got birds all over the place here.
Look, I'm going to block off the flu, and I'll have them all trapped.
So the neighbor tells the Reitmeyer's, there's about, I don't know, maybe 20 birds inside your house. Well, he was a little off on that estimate. Let's listen to the Reitmeyer's.
As we pulled up, we were thinking, well, you know, 20 birds or so, that's no big deal. We opened the door, and it was like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. There were birds flying everywhere. I mean, it was crazy. We were ducking and dodging. I was grabbing a handful of birds. I grabbed maybe three of them, or three or so at a time. You can't get all that bird stuff out of the furniture. So all of the furniture is gone, all of the carpet is gone, the blinds are gone, everything.
They were just sitting in there pooping for 2 or 3 days.
That was it, 2 or 3 days, and they trashed the place. They'd have been better off having 200 teenagers and 200 swallows in there. It took over 3 hours to get all the birds out of their house. They called ServPro to come in and clean up the house. It is... As he said, it's currently uninhabitable, the house is. They're going to live with their daughter in Sacramento for now. And then they find out that their homeowner's insurance is not covering this.
No their insur- bird catastrophes.
No, their insurance provider told them that they have an exclusion on their policy with regards to birds.
Bird infestations.
So they're not paying the claim. So they're right now they're guesstimating about $20,000 in damages from those swallows.
There's that commercial where the guy, like, you can close the windows of your car with that Buick app or something like that. And then they're like, did I leave the window of the apartment open? And it flashes.
In they come, yeah.